As I live and breathe, it's Josh Wolf.
Yeah, okay. What's going on?
What's going on there?
I just saw Bill Bellamy in the lobby.
And?
Great guy.
One of the best.
Yeah, good dude.
Did you guys fight?
We did not fight.
Okay.
My question to you, which I wanted to ask, was did he have his sunglasses on?
The entire time.
Okay, I was just curious.
That would be a yes.
Because I was looking at him, and I have my sunglasses in my pocket, and I actually was thinking, I wish I was half as cool as him, because I would love to wear my sunglasses.
Let's
right
try
now.
It. Put them on. Let me see.
Well, these are actually, and now I'll tell you something. I love this music. Are we at a... Are you guys about to assassinate me in The Sopranos, yes, or
Mike lock the door? Mike lock the door.
No, Josh, put your glasses on.
Put your glasses on.
These glasses,
Josh,
I want to tell you.
Put your glasses on.
I wear my wife's sunglasses a lot because I refuse to buy expensive sunglasses, and I break mine a lot, yes, so I just pick hers up when I'm walking. I believe these are hers.
Are they Frost or Grants?
I believe they're purplish.
They look nice.
They look nice, but would he be able to wear those for the entire hour in here?
I mean, you know what? I love the mood and the music. Yeah. I think the glasses fit. What do you? Nah.
I like them.
See, but
I'm not cool
time
enough.
Out. Here's what happened, Josh Wolf. I've already seen your eyes.
Yeah.
So had you come in with them on and I had not seen your eyes, now we had eye to eye contact.
Yeah,
now it's gone. Now it's back. I like it.
And like I said, I think it takes a certain, and I'm not joking, it takes a certain level of cool that Bill Bellamy 100%. That Bill Bellamy has.
100%.
That I do not.
Nope.
Well, if you want to keep those on the entire time, I will wear this necklace that I found in the parking lot the entire time.
It really sounds...
Did you find that in the parking lot?
Yeah, it's mine now. And I'm going to put this on.
I have to tell you, like...
Mike, would you mind latching this for me? I'm going to keep it on the rest of the show.
That sounded like...
Thank you, Michael.
Like, who says that? I'm going to wear this necklace I found in the parking lot. That is...
Wow. That is a bold necklace.
Yeah, now when you take that necklace off, if there's some sort of rash...
Ah.
Yeah.
Or I feel like if I put this necklace on, I'm invincible for 30 seconds. I get a one-up against the boss.
You think it makes you invincible? Like
it looks like a video game power-up. Be honest with me. Tell me that doesn't look like something you get in, like, Final Fantasy.
Aloy.
Aloy.
Aloy. I present you Aloy with the ancients.
I have to tell you, the truth of the matter is... With that T-shirt, it goes pretty well. This is not terrible.
Okay, with this T-shirt, I look like I'm giving out jobs in a parking garage somewhere.
But if you put on this necklace, you may gain access to the fortress of destruction where the final boss awaits.
I mean, your cat is wearing sunglasses.
Found this on the way in. I'm like, you
know what? The T-shirt too?
No, the shirt, well, okay, I found the T-shirt in a lost and found. I find most of my things. Most of my world is just found objects.
Hey, look, a rubber.
Yeah.
Rubber.
I just keep everything I find.
Hey, look, a rubber.
Hey, I wanted to ask you when you came in.
Just in your mind, by the way, where were you in that scenario? Like, where were you? Were you...
Build-A-Bear?
Okay, I was just curious.
I was going to say parking lot. Parking lot would fit.
I'm just trying to fill in the... You're painting a world. I'm trying to fill it in a little bit.
Hey, talk to me about the logo on the zip-up. I noticed that you had a little
thing. I'm noticing
a
lot of logos.
I noticed some logos. The Buds
and Roses.
Okay, so this is my weed store. Not the one I own, but this is the one I go to in L.A.
You got your card?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm sick.
Everybody's got a card out there.
I'm sick.
What is it? What do you got?
What do I got?
Headaches? You have headaches?
You really want to know what...
You can't sleep there, Josh Wolf.
Okay, so...
Mike, do you tum-tum? Is that your tum-tum?
I walk into the weed store to get my prescription for the very first time. And I have this whole story planned out because I'm a comic. I'm like, yeah! I know, I fell off a slide when I was 12. I've had migraines.
Right, you're building the whole thing up.
So I walk into the office... And the guy, there's a list on the wall that says, if you have any of these symptoms, we'll give you your prescription. And I was like, oh, it's a cheat sheet. I don't need a story.
You have the teacher's edition of the book.
Right? Like, I've got the Cliff Notes right here.
Yeah.
So it's a list. It's in alphabetical. I decide I'm going to memorize the first one, which is an A word. I'm like, got it. A word. Got it. And I walk into the office, and I'm such a stoner. As soon as I sit down, the dude turns to me and goes, why do you feel like you need medical marijuana? And I forgot.
How authoritative was he?
He was not authoritative. As a matter of fact, it's the only time I've ever looked at the wall at a diploma and been like,
really?
I think you printed that out.
So he wasn't the kind of guy that made you sweat a little bit.
Why does that say Build-A-Bear? Why does that one say Build-A-Bear?
You weren't sweating a little bit with this guy. You're just like,
I'm sweating. Why? Because he's going to give me my prescription. So he's not actually doing anything to me. You know, if he was had to do a medical procedure.
No, but you aren't worried that he's going to look at you and go, no.
Wait a second. Something's funny about this fella. Yeah,
you don't look like you have headaches.
No, because I saw the other people in the lobby. I'm like, I for sure look the most trustworthy out of everybody in here.
Yeah.
So I said to the guy, he goes, why do you feel like you need medical marijuana? And I completely forgot the word, the symptoms.
Yeah.
But I remembered it was A, and I remembered, you know, top of the list. So I just look at him and I go, autism? And he goes,
Nope.
And then he said, you mean anxiety? I go, that's it.
That's the one.
I'm super anxious. I might get autism someday. Can you give me my prescription? Like it was, but they didn't care. I have a friend of mine who went in the first time. He was like, my foot's hurt. And the guy was like, sounds like you need some weed. He's like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So what is Josh Wolf? He's Joe Castle all weekend long.
Yeah.
What is the, do you have a regular go-to that your product or do you sample all different? Do you have a regular routine or you're all over the map?
I mean, I answer yes to all those questions.
All of them.
So my regular routine is I love Chiba Chews, which are edible. Chiba Chews. They're my favorite.
Chocolate, gummy, what is it?
They're little Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, cool.
Check these things out, man.
They are delicious. And I don't want to say
how strong?
180 milligrams.
That seems like a lot to me.
That's a lot of milligrams.
Well, that's because you're, a child.
Oh. No.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right.
Oh, my God. Look at the quad.
No, I would be laid up for days.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much. I'm sorry that I actually stopped eating them for a while because I wanted my tolerance to go down. Because that's not fun. Like, I want to be able to get high.
Right.
I don't want to,
And in what capacity do you use them?
Well, I fly. That's how I go to sleep.
Okay.
But also, my late shows. I get, generally, late show Saturday is super loose.
Have a little fun.
That's the best way I can put it is it's super loose.
This show's for me. This show's for me.
So I always tell people, look, if you like the kind of show where the guy on stage is a little high and you don't know where it's going to go and it might be great and it might be the worst thing you've ever seen, come to the Saturday Late Show.
If you watch NASCAR for the car wrecks... Come Saturday.
Yeah. But it's going to be a much slower car wreck. You're going to see
much
it
more funny.
Do you use it, A, just for fun in that sense, but also maybe like as an experimental thing? Because like you said, you don't know where it's going to go.
Yes.
So you were like, whoa, that kind of works. Let me make a mental note of that. Well, just like a musician who gets completely zonked out of his mind and goes into the studio and just starts doing whatever.
Exile on Main Street, Rolling Stone, that album... Anything that they recorded there at that mansion would not have turned out as great as it was if they weren't just completely sideways.
I have to tell you, if I'm being completely honest with yes, dude.
Yeah, of course.
The Saturday Late Show for me, so what it allows me to do, because no matter what, unless maybe if you're Chappelle or a couple of other just geniuses, there's always that little bit of yourself that has that little bit of fear where you're like, I don't want to try that or maybe I shouldn't do this. And the weed for me just takes that little wall away.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you know what else it does, man? And this has been very curious for me, and it's why I've started doing it more. I was always scared to do it. But then, you know what? It's changed my sober sets because it mellows me out, right? So the first couple times I did it, I go, okay, I don't want to get too out there. Let me just do the set that I know. But it changed the way I told stories. And some parts of my stories, it made me realize, I need to settle into this part. And it's funnier when I'm more relaxed.
Yeah.
So it taught me a lot about just settling into a bunch of stuff.
Josh Wolf.
Wow. Now, you admitted off air. Can I say what you admitted to, that you're still feeling a little...
Yeah. Yeah,
he dosed.
He's high right now.
He medicates. He needs his medicine.
Yeah. I took my edible a little later than usual last night, and it stuck with me.
It's still sticking with you.
So here I am. I
love it.
Yeah, so do I. But like, I woke up this morning and I was like, I need to shave my tongue. Like it's a little thick. Yeah. You know.
I think I have too many fingers.
Yeah, it's but I love the edible high more than the smoking high. I love the whole body.
It was a discussion all last year into this year. Around here, it's about to shake loose with the medicinal marijuana, the dispensaries, all that sort of stuff. And some of these places, are going to have like the tinctures. I don't think we're going to get the Cali... Denver, Colorado level of like chocolate bars and Stars of Death. And
yeah, you will.
First, yeah, at first.
Well, it completely depends.
It all comes at once.
But it depends. Are they only medical dispensaries and not recreational dispensaries?
Right now it's going to be medicinal and eventually recreational.
Okay, so if it's real, real, real medicinal, like and they're, then you might not have like the Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah. Now let me tell Josh, it's funny because I've told these guys a story. Years ago, I spent time in L.A. and got to see some of the dispensaries out there. And this piggybacks your story of the guy being like, what do you have? It starts with an A.
Yeah.
Anal warts. That's it. Go ahead. Yeah. Here's your pot card. Yeah. I go into the one that one of the only ones I visited. The guy has got a lab coat on, but he has a Grateful Dead t-shirt and is watching Die Hard on a TV VCR combo.
Yeah.
And I go to like talk to him and he shushes me. This is my favorite part. Man, Carl always gets it. All right, what can I help you with?
You know what I do like, though?
The lab coat, unnecessary.
Totally unnecessary. What I do like, though, is what I like about the dispensaries is that this was the worst part about buying weed from your drug dealer. Is that you had to sit down on the couch and smoke. Like,
you had to get high with him.
Yeah, you're like, hey, you sit down.
Really didn't
Come
want
on, Daryl, I got
to
sit down with you and smoke.
You trying to burn one of these?
Yeah.
Your couch smells like pee.
You had your night planned out. You wanted to get your stuff. You wanted to go back to your place.
And Daryl wants you to sit with him for like 45 minutes. You watch People's Court, bro?
It's like the stoner tax you had to pay.
It was the worst.
Daryl wasn't available, so he's like, yeah. My buddy's going to meet you instead. You're like, oh, now I got a stranger in my midst.
So
he's going to meet you instead.
The very first drug dealer house I ever went to, and this was like, because in high school, my brothers got me my drugs if I wanted them, right? Because they were at the college. I grew up in Massachusetts, and there were five colleges in my town, and my brother went to one of them. And if I needed weed, I just went
to
him.
Very easy.
Right? Yeah. But San Antonio, again, where I went to college, the first time I ever had to go to a drug dealer's. So I go to a drug dealer with my buddy Chris. And Chris is a handsome kid. And so we walk in and we're at the door and the guy looks at me and looks at Chris and he goes, pretty boy's got to wait outside. And I was like, oh. And at first I thought he was talking to me. And he was like, not you, man. This guy.
Struggly ass in here.
Damn.
So I come in and sit down and he's got this Doberman and it's just eyeballing me the whole way. Rigid, growling, and he goes.
Now, is that a necessity, or is it? Totally
it's an intimidation. It's an intimidation tactic, which is working very well. Yeah. Because I'm like 18, man.
But what level is this guy at that he needs a Doberman?
Yeah, that's what. But he kind of looks like Gary Oldman from True Romance.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
He looks like a Drexel.
He kind of looks like Drexel.
Is it White Boy Day?
Yeah, and he's doing a lot of. Yeah. I didn't know it was a White Boy Day.
It's White Boy Day?
Right, so I walk in.
Favorite movie.
And, mine too, dude.
Love it.
So good, right?
I'll offer you an egg roll.
I went on, I'm on record, and people arguing with me on Twitter about this last week. Brad Pitt, in that movie, best stoner in any movie ever.
A lot of cameos.
How much Subi honey did he sell? With that little Subi honey makeshift bong.
Come on. Don't you condescend me, man, is one of the best. I'll kill you. But I walk into the drug dealer and he goes, sit down right there. And he goes, I'm going to go back.
Why is it such an authoritative, confrontational dealing?
Right now, it's a pissing contest.
Yeah. I'm like, what is going on?
And he just goes, lady, watch him. So I'm sitting on the couch.
So the Doberman's name is Lady.
Lady. Lady comes. And so I'm sitting on the couch, and it's a low couch. So Lady's face is right here. Right. It's where eye level. And Lady stays, doesn't get any closer than like 2 feet, but stares and just growls all the time. And dude was gone. Look, I'm only getting a little sack, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He was definitely, you know, making sure.
He's sweating you out.
Yeah. So I'm having the worst time of my life. I have flop sweats. And he comes out. He goes, why are you sweating, man? You cops? I'm like, no. Yeah, I'm 18. You look like Drexel, and there's a Doberman 2 feet away from my face growling. And he's like, you sweating? The cops? Somebody coming to meet us here? And I was like, no. And he was like, you want to tell me again? Is somebody coming to meet us here? I'm like, no, man. Hey, nobody's coming to meet us here. Nobody's coming to meet us here. I'm sweating it out. He goes, why don't you stand up for me real quick? He goes, do it slow, though. And I stand up real quick. He goes, turn around. And I turn around, and he touches the lower part of my back. He was like, okay. And he hands me a sack, and he just gives me this list of rules. He goes, next time you come, I don't want to see a pretty boy with you. You said, hey, don't wear a hat in my house. You get this whole list of stuff.
Really?
By the way, I never went back. But,
yeah,
but
really yeah. Like, so at no level point, of customer service.
I'm never let up. For, never let
I'm waiting for him to break the tension.
No.
It never happened. Like he smacks you on the ass. Hey,
no,
hey,
never happened.
I just do it as
a
friend.
So I'm scared out of my mind. I've had the worst 5-10 minutes of my life. I'm sweating. My underarms sweating. I'm sweating. And I walk out and pretty boy, surrounded by 3 beautiful women, high-fiving people. He's like, what's going on, man? Hey, yeah, we're doing. You guys done already? I'm like, what are you doing out here?
I got the drugs.
Did you at least bang one of the chicks?
No, wait, here's the thing. He goes, hey, he goes, they're going to want to come.
Yeah.
He goes, they want to come smoke with us. We don't have enough. Why don't you go back in and get some more? I'm like, you go back in.
No.
You go back in.
No.
You go back in.
Josh Wolf's going to be Magoobies this weekend. Magoobies.com. Check him out. Where can people find the podcast you do with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Oh, it's called Prince and the Wolf, and it's a podcast with Freddie Prinze Jr. We talk about everything from he loves WWE. He's a UFC guy. He's had an incredible career in Hollywood. We talk parenting. We talk about a little of everything.
Hell yeah, man. It's been a pleasure, Josh.
Thanks for having me,
guys.
Take
care, buddy.